This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this is Open for Business. On the phone with me right now, I have Abby and Arati. They are from Heart and Halo. They are a group of people so far that are helping people who are looking to going vegan and lacto-vegetarian and vegetarian. Essentially, they make baked goods for people who choose not to eat meat. However, even if you do eat meat, that doesn't mean you can't eat vegan or vegetarian baked goods. Isn't that right, guys?
Yes, that's right.
That's true.
Right. So, guys, can you just introduce yourselves and tell me a little bit about Heart and Halo and how it got started?
Hi, I'm Arati. I'm the co-founder and the baker of Heart and Halo. I actually started about 7-8 years ago. I was running a vegan bakery in Singapore with my husband. I'm a baker and he's a chef. So we got a place, a unit in Singapore, and we started a vegan bakery. And we moved to Malaysia in 2017 when we had our son. And a year later, we decided to start something here as well in Malaysia.
Mm-hmm. Why did you, was it a decision to move to Malaysia? Because that was something personal, a work-related issue, was it?
We wanted to have our son in Malaysia, grow up in Malaysia.
Right, I see. So nothing to do with the business decision then?
No, nothing to do with the business.
Okay. So Arati, you know, I've read that, you know, you've always had an interest in the culinary arts, if you will, and cooking and baking, yes, and one thing or another. Where did that come from? Where did that interest come from?
All right. So I'm actually born into a family of chefs. My mom is a chef. My uncle is a chef. My grandma is the world's most amazing chef,
wow,
I've ever met. And so even at a really young age, like, I used to spend hours in the kitchen making cookies and cakes and cupcakes and muffins. And everything was vegetarian because my whole family is born vegetarian as well.
Right.
Yeah. So it was like, I would say maybe from 3 or 2 years old, I can even remember my grandma making and selling things to other shops.
Mm. So, you know, being vegetarian is something you grew up with and is something you're completely familiar with.
Yes.
Right.
We were born, even Abby as well, we are both born vegetarians, actually.
I see. Are you guys related or friends, family? How does it work?
Yeah, we are related. Abby is my brother-in-law. My husband and Abby are brothers.
I see. Now it all starts to become a little bit clear.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But
okay.
Abby came to stay with us in Singapore for about 3 or 4 years.
Mm. Okay, so for people who might not be familiar with veganism and vegetarianism, I mean, people are pretty much know what it is right now. But in terms of baked goods, what really makes a vegan and vegetarian goods stand out when it comes to baked goods? Because, you know, people say, well, you can't make a cake without milk and eggs, but you can, right?
Yeah, we definitely can. I mean, right now, I would say there are so many vegan substitutes right now to replace anything, even eggs. There's even vegan eggs,
yeah,
which I'm actually a bit afraid of using because it's so real. So, I mean, any cake, any cupcake or pastry, like if you put a vegan one and a non-vegan one side by side, you will not be able to tell the difference.
Mm.
Yeah.
So how difficult has it been to kind of, you know, sell your product or market your product to people who are not vegetarian or vegans?
So it's actually been a bit of a challenge because everybody has this preconceived notion,
yeah,
that vegan cakes aren't as good.
Right.
And so it's been something that we've been having to battle with. So we've always done like giveaways and we've been trying to make the cakes look so good that it would entice non-vegans to give it a try as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So your trick is to make it look so good that people can't resist trying it.
Exactly. So even if you're non-vegan, we just want to give it a try because it looks so good.
Abby, are you in marketing by any chance?
Yes, I am.
I knew it. Okay, so how long have you been, you guys been running? How long has Heart and Halo been up and running?
Okay, Heart and Halo has been running for roughly about 2 years now.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's been roughly, 2 years.
And how did you decide to come together to, you know, form a company? Did you sit around a table, you know, like your family dinner and have a discussion about it? Or was it just something that kind of happened organically?
Actually, you're about right, because we used to live together in Singapore. We all used to share a house.
Right.
And so Arati used to make the cake for us. So when you're having dinner, then you used to have like a serving of brownie or a sponge cake.
Yeah.
And it was so good. And when she moved to Malaysia, we actually missed out on all those cakes because we were still living in Singapore.
I see.
And she was serving the Malaysian community here. So just some friends and relatives. And then it became very large, the number of orders. So then I decided, so then we who were living in Singapore, we thought that this is the best cake we ever had. So we want to be a part of it. So we then got together and then we started something. We set up a central kitchen here in Malaysia.
Right. So to to kind of break that down then, you're sat around a table in Singapore. Arati brings in her famous brownies or cake or whatever it is. And Abby, the marketer, went, you know what, Arati, I think I can sell this. And boom, your business is born.
Yes, that's right.
That's right. Okay. So not just your kind of what would you say right now are your most popular items?
Okay, so our most popular item would be our pandan kaya cake and cupcake.
Ooh.
So usually kaya is made with egg.
Yeah.
And we've actually found a workaround for it.
Okay.
It took us like a really long time for experimenting and everything, and then we managed to get a recipe that's suitable.
Mm.
And so we've made the pandan kaya cake and the pandan kaya cupcake, and people just love it. They get so much sales from it.
Mm. And are you guys profitable right now?
Over the past 5 months, I would say, we've been making a profit, but it took us a while to get there.
Okay.
It really took us a while.
Okay. Well, let's take a short break right now. What we'll do when we come back, and we'll talk about a little bit about where you managed to get money to start the business, how the MCO might have affected you. And then I think perhaps we can talk a little bit about healthier eating, even though these are baked goods. You are listening to Open for Business. On the phone line with me right now, I have Abby and Arati. They are from Heart and Halo, a bakery that is focused on vegan and vegetarian baked goods. We'll be right back. Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Buggy Free Minum, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Open for Business. I've got some a couple of sweet people on the phone line with me right now. I have Abby and Arati. They're from Heart and Halo. It's a bakery, but their focus is on vegan baked goods and vegetarian baked goods. And now before you all go freaking out and saying, well, I can't eat that, these guys are telling me that their food is delicious, and Abby is telling me that his photographs of their food is delicious, and his marketing is delicious. So don't go anywhere just yet. Before the break, we were talking about the beginning of your business and the kind of inspiration, I guess. You both grew up vegetarian. Arati, you're from a family of bakers and cooks and one thing or another. So obviously, not too long ago, and we're kind of still in the middle of things right now, the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's talk a little bit about that and how that has either helped or hindered your business over the last few months. What do you think and what kind of impact has it had on your business?
Okay, rather surprisingly, the COVID has actually made our sales go up. And because I believe people have been home and with family, so they all want to have dessert. And we had so much sales during this period right now.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a bit overwhelming. But the problem with this period is that our ingredients are all from overseas. Most of it are from overseas.
I see.
Malaysia doesn't produce the ingredients that we need for vegan cake.
I see.
So it was very difficult getting stock for all the ingredients.
Yeah.
And there was a bit of a period where we had to like stop orders completely because we couldn't take any more due to the stock issue. So that was a challenge.
Oh, and what did you do during that period? I mean, this is your business. This is your baby and you have to sit doing nothing. What did you do?
Exactly. So we had to keep calling the delivery companies and asking them when are they going to bring it over. And we had to request our customers to make their orders later in the like maybe a week later or so.
Right.
But some of them were not so happy about it, but some of them who really wanted to try the cake, they were more than happy to postpone their order.
Well, they say, you know, good things come to those who wait, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So when you first started, how did you manage to get funding to get the business up and running? Was it like you guys pooling your resources together, you know, or putting in a little bit of money? Or did you go elsewhere, get a bank loan and do all that kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm. So like I was saying earlier how we were all living together.
Mm.
And when she moved to Malaysia, my brother, me and our housemate, we wanted to be a part of her business because we really loved the cakes.
Right.
And so from our salaries, all of us took a chunk from it and we invested into the business. And I wasn't making very much at that time, to be honest, but I knew this was going to succeed. So I used whatever I could get and I used to invest it into the business. And then the business grew and eventually I had to leave my full-time job in Singapore and come back to be the marketing director here.
Ah, you see, so blood is thicker than water, Abby.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So this is now a full-time job for you, is it?
Exactly, yes, that's right.
Arati, is it a full-time job for you as well?
Yes, it is.
Right. Because reading the email, there's not just the two of you, is there? There's a team of you right now.
Yes, we have our brother-in-law as well and another housemate as well.
Mm-hmm. And what roles do they play? I mean, Abby, you're the marketing and strategy guy, I assume. Arati is the kind of cook and the baker and the other two people?
Okay, so they actually have leading roles in pharmaceutical companies. Mm-hmm. So they're very like organized and they're very like analytic. So they handle our account and they also help us with strategizing and basically our goals. So they help us set and achieve goals.
I see.
And yeah.
Very left brain, right brain thinking.
Exactly. Very much. You cannot do what they do.
Right. Play to your strengths, guys. Absolutely. I know how that works. Yes. Okay, so we've talked about funding. We've talked about who are your clients? Where do you sell your products? Is it all strictly online, or do you sell it to niche supermarkets, or where do you sell it?
Okay, we have cafes basically in KL that take from us. Among them is Sala KL.
Oh, Sala.
We have the Hungry Tapir.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sala and the Hungry Tapir.
Yeah, we also have one more now, the Link Cafe.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so we've been supplying to them consistently. And we also have, in terms of like customer to customer, we have the vegetarian community, which is quite large in Malaysia.
Yeah.
So they take from us and also the growing vegan community here.
Right, right. That's what I was going to ask you. I mean, it is definitely a growing market, is it not?
Sorry?
It is definitely a growing market, right?
It definitely is. I think we came in at the right time.
Mm.
I think about 2-3 years ago, it wasn't such a big thing yet. But now it's seeming to grow like exponentially. And like we're really like at the perfect timing for this.
Mm. And what's your kind of customer rate now? I mean, forget about the kind of businesses that you're selling to. In terms of individuals coming to you and buying now, what kind of numbers are you looking at on a kind of average week?
I think we roughly sell about 50 to 100 cakes in a week.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite amazing. But that's the thing. It took us time to get here. In the beginning, we're having like one cake every 2 days in that range. That was just less than 2 years ago.
And
so now it's grown.
How does that make you feel? I mean, were you disheartened at the beginning when you first started that you're only selling, you know, two cakes every couple of days? How did you stay focused?
It definitely was a bit, but again, I knew what we were doing was the best in the market. And because we were striving to be the best in the market, I would say.
Right.
So even though we were not getting the sales that we were getting, I knew that we would eventually get there. It was just a matter of having everybody try out our cakes. Because once they tried it, they would definitely love it.
And that was your strategy, was it? The whole trick them until they try it, and then they'll keep coming back for more.
Exactly, that was it.
That's smart. Okay, so... I mean, I know a lot of people who are vegan and vegetarian, and I definitely see it as a growing market for sure. How do you guys, you know, encourage people to try and adopt a healthier lifestyle when it comes to, you know, the product that you're selling? What is it about your product? They're not just vegetarian. They're not just vegan. What is it about them that you think, you know, is just something special?
Actually, we don't really promote ourselves so much as like being the healthier alternative. Our approach is that we focus on creating like rich, flavorsome, moist desserts, which the vegan substitutes are able to recreate that.
Yeah.
So, because once people see the word healthy or raw food or something like that, they are a bit taken aback.
They
so
panic.
We do not promote it. Yeah, they panic. Yeah, that's when they run away, actually. So instead of focusing on the word like healthy eating, we just promote that ours is one of the best tasting desserts that is out there right now.
Right, right. You're already making me feel hungry right now. You know, it's not even lunch. It's only just lunchtime. This is torture so far. Okay. I think that's an issue as well. I mean, the idea of this healthy eating, alternative, raw food, vegan diet. There's been such a stigma attached to it for so long that I think it must be difficult for people who want to promote a business that does that, because you have to kind of, you know, convince people that things are no longer what they used to be. You know, being vegan means and vegetarian means things can be exciting, things can be tasty, right?
Yes, true.
Yeah. Have you struggled with that in the past? People coming to you and said, well, why should I try it? It's vegan. It's, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We've even had questions like, you know, how can you make a cake without egg? That's, you cannot call it a cake. Like, we've had so many customers turn us down. But sooner or later, once they try their cake without even knowing it's vegan, they actually don't believe that it is vegan. We've even had accusations that it is not vegan.
That's a good thing, right?
Yeah, that's a good thing.
good. Okay, I want to ask you one thing, and this is something for the people who are thinking about starting their own business. There's kind of two questions here. First of all, most entrepreneurs and most businesses, the first rule of thumb that they would say is never open a business with friends or family. Have you guys had any difficulties, you know, working together to get this business up and running? And be honest, you know, because there's people out there that will probably be thinking about this same thing. Have you had any issues?
Okay.
Try not to kill each other with the answers.
To be very honest, that was something I believed for a very long time as well. But it all comes down to respect. And also, yeah, giving the other person, how do I say? Yeah, I think it would just be respect generally. So we respect that everyone has a certain role in the business, and we respect their opinion in the business. And sometimes we have to give and take a little. So when somebody's a little tired, we would help them out. And when I'm a little tired, she would help me out.
Yeah.
So when there's an understanding, then it's fine. But if there is a lack of respect, then definitely this would not work. But again, if it was not friends and family, it would still not work.
Got it. Okay, so that's the first difficult question out of the way. Now, when in terms of running a business in general, this is going to be my final question. What have you learned over the last couple of years that you might have changed or you would have done differently, or a little nugget of advice that you could give to people who want to start their own business?
Okay, this is a bit difficult.
That's why I saved it for last.
I think it, for us, the most important thing was to just really do what we love. Like, I couldn't see myself doing anything else either than being a baker or a mom, which I don't really have a choice. So I think it really boils down to if I really love doing what is it that I do end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, and if you have that leap of faith, even if it's a small business or a big business, I actually think that it is okay to just start something small, even in your own home kitchen, which is the way that I was really taught up growing up. So I actually think that it is okay to start something for yourself or a small business if you love doing it.
Was there any point, Arati, when you were starting this business that you had second thoughts?
Yes, actually. After having my son, I would say I was a bit skeptical going back to doing this business. I wasn't so sure. It took me actually a year to start baking again after having my son, because I wasn't too sure if this is really what I want to do.
Right.
Is there something else that I wanted to do? But when I made his first year old birthday cake is when I got reminded of how much I actually love baking and how much I love bringing it for other people, which is why I decided to, okay, it's time to start baking again.
Brilliant. What a lovely ending to a lovely interview. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so I had on the phone with me Abby and Arati. They are from Heart and Halo. Guys, where can people find more of your lovely baked goods?
Okay, so you can actually find our goods at cafes around KL. So one of it would be Sala KL. The other one would be Hungry Tape. And the other one would be the Link Cafe. These are really beautiful cafes. So they're great for dine-ins and for like when you're going out with your family or for a date. Besides that, if you want to get cakes from us directly, you can check out our Instagram and our Facebook. Just search Heart and Halo Bakery.
Wonderful. You have been listening to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.